Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
ABC Radio Australia.
This might sound a bit like a fishing trip, and it's not that far off the mark. There's some people in a small boat bobbing around in the ocean, and they've got some tunes going as well. But the difference is they're floating above what was an island at the start of the year. This is Hunga Tonga, the site of the volcanic eruption from January 2022. Behind the people in the boat, you can see what's left of the volcano sticking out of the water. They're just huge black rocks. The University of Auckland's Professor Shane Cronin studies volcanoes, and he's been snorkeling around the waters, collecting data.
The volcano has fundamentally changed its shape.
This is Professor Cronin, speaking with Anasiu Falakono from Pacific Prepared.
The volcano is still intact as a large submarine mountain. So it's hard to imagine that, because the Hungas were just these two small islands, and they're even smaller now. But underneath the ocean waves is a big volcano, so it's like a big mountain. So that mountain is still standing, but instead of it having a fairly flat top, it now has a very large hole in the middle of it. And so that hole is at least 800 metres as far as we know. So the centre of the volcano has completely collapsed in on itself. That means one really important thing, that the water in the middle is about 800 to 1,000 metres deep. If there is an eruption, the next eruptions will only be at the ocean floor, because there's so much pressure of water holding that back, they can't erupt to the surface. So the reason it erupted to the surface in early this year is that the volcano top was only about 140 metres below sea level. So not enough water to hold it back, and in fact, lots of water to make it, the water is acting like fuel. New eruptions will be much more gentle. In fact, we probably won't even notice them because they'll be happening in the deep ocean floor. Okay, Hunga, it might have had, now it's a large eruption. It might now go to sleep for a while. We may not hear from it for another few hundred years. But, you know, the next volcanoes in Tonga, there are many of them. You know, these are the things that we learn from Hunga, and we can apply that knowledge to other volcanoes as well.
Pacific Prepared.